Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's the whole idea. When you get informed, you truly become part of the solution. You're not just, well, for lack of a better term, you're not part of the problem. Because you'll have the information that you need to make a difference, to open your mouth, to do something different. And we don't see it that often, do we? Right? Most of the time, even on my side of the aisle, I'm going to make fun of both sides here. But even on my side of the aisle, we have the same issue. We have people that think they have a clue, think they have the inside word, because they saw on, you know, three different Twitter feeds that the information was true. Yeah, okay, that doesn't work that way. Let's start off there. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure, again, to have you with me. Appreciate you spending time with me. MyPillow.com. Head over to Mike Lindell's site. And you know what? We all us commentators could use some help. And that site seems to be the only site or one of the few places that is willing to share the wealth, if you would. Okay? And when I say that, what I mean by that is that he's allowed, like, you've got promo code Joe. You go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% off. He's got buy one, get one freeze going on. He's got great return policy. So if you really hate the product or you have problems with it, I think 4 months out, you can still replace the product. Or send it back, period. But stop buying stuff at places that don't support you, that don't care about you. Right? When you buy things at some of these companies where everything's made in China or something along those lines, you really think they care about you? It just, again, just amazing to me. All right. Sorry. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. All right. Biden says that he won't. Now this is great. And some of you will agree and some of you won't, because I know some of my hardcore conservative friends, they don't want any executive action taken for any reason. But when the crap has hit the fan and we're in trouble and the country is in trouble, as long as it's proper, go for it. Biden says he won't take executive action to fix and secure the border. He wants Congress to find a fix. Biden says he prefers a legislative fix to an address of flow of migrants coming through the southern border. And that would be great, okay, except the problem is that the ideologies have different ways of dealing. Total different ways of dealing. Right? And the Democrats would say to you, open them up, let's get people to the right place and find out what they got going on and decide what. Well, no, it's not going to work that way. We already have, I agree with Kimberly earlier, We have over 10 million. We only have 7 million that we know of that were counted in some way, shape, manner, or form. How many didn't we count? Now, Biden said he doesn't plan on taking executive action to address the record number of migrants coming into the U.S., right? Because he claims that, the Republicans don't want it because they blew off a nonpartisan law that they had been working on, or bill that they had been working on since last November. That's a lie. That's a flat-out lie. And I say that because there's been a bill sitting in the Senate since last March on border security. What they don't like is they want to allocate money to finish the wall. They want more Border Patrol agents. They want to allow the agents to do their job instead of doing catch and release, which is what Joey B wants. All right? No, he won't finish the wall. Not interested. Just the one around his house and just the one they put around the Capitol. Right? The night of the State of the Union. Well, I was going to call it the State of the Union address, but I mean Joe gave his campaign speech. He was asked Monday about the possibility of unilaterally adding safeguards to the U.S.-Mexican border, a move that would be reminiscent of the actions taken by Donald Trump. He said, I'm counting on the border action happening by itself. Oh, yeah, sure. It is happening by itself. Just amazing. He appeared to be considering executive action to tackle the ongoing border crisis after a bipartisan Senate bill failed to gather the proper support. Now, again, let me just keep driving this home. Bipartisan does not necessarily mean he had a bunch of Republicans and a bunch of Democrats. They have a tendency when they have four or five. Look at, they call the January 6th committee bipartisan. All right, I'll wait for you to stop laughing. Right, We had two Rhino Republicans on that committee. That was it. The ones that we wanted that Kevin McCarthy put up, Nancy Pelosi, being the dictator she is, decided that wasn't going to happen. Anyhow, an administration source told a news source that the president was considering executive action to restrict the ability of migrants to claim asylum. Well, why are you considering? What are you waiting for? Get a move on. Now, when a reporter reminded Biden that Congress can't come to a bipartisan agreement, he said, well, then they haven't yet, but I'm going to help them. Right. Sure, he is. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. And they're blaming the Russians for potential election interference. And you know why. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I love that one too. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And seriously, you're part of the solution, right? Because you're not part of the problem. Because you got informed, right? I mean, think about it. And once you get informed and you're speaking to people, not speaking at people, because I've kind of changed my mind about a few things, and I shouldn't say, it's not like I'm looking to move mountains here, okay? But I do know with conversations I've had with people over the last few years, people who have listened to the show for a while, people that I know that are friends of mine, now friends, they might not have been before, that you say these things, and some of you are going, okay, I got it, I know it, I believe it. Well, then it's not for you. I'm going after that other person that has never heard. You'd be surprised at how many people, they don't have their head buried in the sand by any stretch of the imagination, okay? But you'd be surprised at how many people don't know, didn't know, some of the things that Joe Biden not only has been accused of, but it's actually done. You know, and the fact that in the report, that, you know, again, done on him on these documents, that the fellow that did the report was even saying, hey, this guy's old and senile. You can't hold his feet to the fire. But he's the president. Hello, anybody home? Seriously? Senate Select Committee on Intelligence Chairman Mark Warner, he's a Democrat, he said on Monday that he believes former President Donald Trump was right when he sounded the alarm on TikTok and the national security implications behind it. He even said, look, it's rare for me to have to say this or even ever say this, but Donald Trump was right. This was during a public committee hearing. He said he was right years ago when he pointed out the enormous national security concerns behind TikTok, both in terms of obtaining data. He said, but also think about the percentage. I think there's about 170 million Americans who use TikTok. Right? And when you look at it, you know, I don't know if some of you know this, but that app, if you have it on your phone, because you can watch TikTok without being a member of TikTok, but that app goes through your phone connection contacts. All right? It sifts through your phone contacts, your text messaging. If you don't think the Chinese are great at this, you're out of your mind. The hacker ratios are like 35 to 1 China to America. They got 35 people for every one person we have trying to hack into our systems. Electric, water, you know, government, schools, the whole nine yards. Well, we sit there and scratch our heads and go, gee, what's wrong? Warner went on to say that young Americans even use the social media video app to receive news about current events, according to Senator China's potential to funnel propaganda through the app. Is huge. And you know what they're starting to realize? It's just not propaganda against Republicans. If you're not on their team and you're a Democrat, or even an independent for that matter, they could take all of that and use it against you. Work it against you. Release things that they've picked up from your phone against you. Now, during his presidency in 2020, Trump signed an executive order to ban the app in the U.S., but the action was blocked by the courts. And now, all of a sudden, the Dems want to do it. See, it's almost impossible for them to say that Trump did anything right, which is so wrong. If the guy did something right, give him credit for it. Matter of fact, even if you don't give him credit for it, don't call him out as being wrong about it. However, you know, our current presidential candidate has appeared to change his tune. In 2024, he said, frankly, there are a lot of people on TikTok that love it, Trump said in the interview on Monday. There's a lot of young kids on TikTok who'll go crazy without it, and he's right. They will have meltdowns. So just to yank it now may be a bit of an issue. However, we've got to figure out how to make it happen. You've got to figure out how to shut it down. You realize that in China, they don't have this TikTok. They don't have what you see. They don't have what your kids see. So I don't know if that means he's had a reversal, frankly. I think if I was Trump right now, and I wouldn't put this out everywhere, but if I was Trump right now, I wouldn't be inciting or inflaming. I'd even get the left to start to believe that I'm squishy and starting to soften my mindset on things. And I would do that so they wouldn't see me as much of a threat. And then when I won, I would come out with bats swinging. Seriously. Now, Warner expressed optimism about the bill's fate in the Senate. If it passes the House, he said, I feel like this House bill has momentum. You'd have to look at the senators and see who has been bought, who has ties to China. That's what you'd have to do. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, truly, truly. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do. You know, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. Let's have some fun with it. Not everything I do, not everything I talk about is to make you nuts. It's simply just to inform you, really, for all intents and purposes. All right. What was I going to say? Oh, this one. I got to do this one again. I know I did it the first hour, but I'm doing it again. Because it's personal. More than 100 New York City pizzerias could be forced out of business. Thanks to a... Should I do a Joe Biden on this one? Quietly. Due to a quietly approved plan requiring food to require wood and coal fired. That's what happens when your brain gets in front of your lips, right? Coal fired stoves to cut carbon emissions by 75%. Now this is according to an official letter that a lot of the pizzerias have received. He said the regulation will go a long way to put an end to charming wood-fired pizza restaurants in New York City. It's according to Paul Gioni. He's Brooklyn's. He's a pizzeria owner. Most people know him as Paulie G. He said it's a sad day for pizza, in my opinion. I think he's right. I mean, I know some of you don't care, and you're not pizza aficionados, and pizza's pizza, which is like a mortal sin in my world, but. Pizza is pizza, but man, the difference in flavor between wood and coal and gas and, yeah, no. We'll hit this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden's budget proposal for 2025 aims to reduce the federal deficit in part by increasing taxes on high-income earners. Additionally, the plan unveiled Monday outlines measures to bolster Medicare and Social Security and foster the growth of clean energy employment opportunities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledges differences in perspective between himself and President Biden.
Look, we have our agreements on the basic goals, but we also have disagreements on how to achieve them. Ultimately, it's Israel that has to decide.
side. Our neck is on the line.
Netanyahu's remarks Monday followed a recent interview in which Biden said that an Israeli invasion of the city of Rafah would constitute crossing a red line. Americans believe high prices will continue for the foreseeable future. According to a recent survey by the New York Federal Reserve, consumers believe that the inflation rate will increase to 3% within the next year. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
Now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? Because we all know this. When you're part of the solution, when you got to hear from me, and I know, like, Joe, okay, we heard this. You heard it. But there's some people joining the show now that have never heard it, right? And on top of never hearing it, if you would, is... nobody's quite explained it to them. Explain some of these things to them. I know that to be true because I've talked to some of them. I shouldn't say excited. I'm not one of those kind of guys, but I very much appreciate sometimes when I get phone calls from people who are not on the same page. They don't want to yell at me. They just want to talk. And if they want to talk, I'm in. Really, really that simple. I'm in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right. We were talking about the New York pizzerias now that are pushing back on the fact that New York City is going, I think New York State maybe even, but New York City is going to not allow these pizzerias to use wood-burning stoves anymore unless they can get the emissions down to 75% of what they are or what they were. Just nuts, right? New York City Department of Environmental Protection, this is their rule, which take effect April 27, applies to restaurants with cook stoves installed before May 2016. The mandate originally proposed in June requires affected pizzeria owners to install a filter, then hire an engineer, and have them regularly inspect carbon emissions, right? So now your pizza's going to go from $13 or $14 down to $20. Yeah, no kidding. Now, Pauly G opened up his pizzeria about 14 years ago in Brooklyn. He spent $20,000 on emissions control air filters for his wood-fired stove, right? He anticipated this rule. They've been talking about this for years. He said he was glad to install the device after receiving a neighbor's complaint about excessive smoke. But he added that many businesses, you know, they can't afford to do it. you know, putting this regulation in place for everyone, regardless of it having an impact on neighbors or not, he said, is overkill. Look at some of these, unless it's major complaints, some of these owners of these pizzerias, you know, they're good people. They're usually family pizza joints. And they don't want any trouble. They don't want anything crazy. All New Yorkers deserve to breathe healthy air, and wood and coal-fired stoves are among the largest contributors of harmful pollutants in neighborhoods, especially ones with poor air quality. You know, because I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, from the department, somebody from the department, what the heck is that department called? The DEP department. Anyway, says you're confident that these critical upgrades will allow us to cut harmful emissions and prioritize New Yorkers' health while preserving authentic New York City pizza. Right. Right. That'll help. Because, you know, you're all such pizza experts. These are the same people that said, you know, a lot of you guys that are listening to the show maybe don't have these things, but I grew up in Boston. I mean, and in Boston, right? In the tenement buildings, in the old warehouses that were turned into apartment buildings. And many of those apartments didn't have heat, right? I mean, heat, as you and I know heat, right? There weren't radiators in every room. They were very small apartments. And they were done in such a fashion where the stove was the heater. And there are still some like that out there. And I don't mean the stove from a standpoint of you turn the stove on. It actually had a side heater that you could turn on, and it would put, you know, heat, warmth, whatever, into the apartment. And that was the only way they had to heat themselves. Electric heaters were expensive to run. And now, again, they're talking about knocking out gas. They can't afford electricity. That's crazy. Just nuts. Let's see. The pizza owner previously told a news source that they're struggling to stay afloat as it is. And now if they get these regulations, they're not going to have the money to pay for them. And it's getting tough. And like I said to you, you know, what are you going to look at? A $25 small pizza? Really? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. 5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly be part of the conversation. Okay, Timmy, you want to talk about the presidential race?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's yours.
All right, well, I'm young. I'm in my 20s, and I live in Illinois. And honestly, I'm very fed up with the system. I wasn't terribly impressed with Biden's term or Trump's first term, honestly. And I see that neither am I impressed with any of the other candidates who've seen, you know, any of the third party candidates. And I from what I can see from your show is that you are a supporter of President Trump. And I'm curious what you think his best achievements were and why you think I should vote for him in November.
Well, I don't know if I could. You'd have to tell me what were you not impressed by. And am I 100% on board with Trump? No. And anybody who says that they are is wrong. You know, I don't know if I would take them seriously, okay? But he did do a lot of good things. He put China in check. He didn't get us in any new wars. He did remove a lot of our troops from overseas. He gave the military the equipment that they needed to have in order to be strong, because with a strong military, we can keep the fighting down to a hole. He protected the border. I don't know if he didn't do it exactly the way you thought he should do it. I can't do anything for that. But you can't deny that those things took place under his watch.
Sure. I mean, you can argue that he did a much better job in the Middle East with trying to get the Abraham Accords done to get sort of the fighting in that area done. Although one of the things he did was I very much believe that the media boxed Trump into having to be hostile to Russia, because he's like, oh, he's a Russian plant, which he's not, but
sure,
he just had to make him think he was. And then he sent military aid, like very sophisticated weapons, to Ukraine, which arguably helped contribute to kicking off the Ukraine war. Now, is that for sure? No. But the idea that he was belligerent, and he did kill Soleimani, and that could have led to a war. And he did kill drones. He did drone strike 10,000 civilians in the Middle East. Now, none of those are big wars like Obama or Bush or Biden, but those aren't necessarily the actions of a president who's trying to get his country out of new wars.
No, I'll agree with you in some areas, but here's what I'll say to you, too. When you have a president like him, and it doesn't have to be Trump, pick whoever you want to, but when you have a president that will take quick, decisive action to let the other side know you're not getting away with this, okay, I'm not going to let you just go into these places or do whatever. They're living at peace. They can't protect themselves. You're picking on the little guy. And as far as Ukraine goes, I'm on board with you from a standpoint of they've been corrupt for decades. I'm not so sure they're not now. I believe they still are. And there shouldn't have been as much support sent to them. If we were going to support them, if we were going to protect them in some way, shape, manner, or form, we should have involved somebody like NATO and supported them to get in there and do the work they needed to do. We shouldn't have been up front with it.
Right, because we kind of dangled it in front of Ukraine and said, oh, we'll let you into NATO, but we'll take several years. And then Putin was like, hey, I don't want Ukraine in NATO. And he's like, you know, arguably that contributed to him invading. So we should have said, yeah, you're not going to be in NATO and not make Putin upset. Or say, yes, you're in NATO, get in quick so Putin won't invade you.
Yeah. I probably disagree with you here in the standpoint of, I don't think Putin would have done anything with President Trump in place. I really believe that. Because you have a man that is a conviction. They were afraid of him because he was convicted. And whether what he believed was right or wrong, they believed he would have acted on it. When you think, you know, go to the Taliban. How many Americans were killed in Taliban attacks when Donald Trump was president? What did North Korea calm down a bit after after Trump became president and showed him that he wasn't afraid of him? Like I said, you're not going to get 100% out of anybody. Tell me somebody you think that's out there today that should run for president that you would almost be 100% on board with.
Ooh, okay, interesting. So actually, I don't know how you feel about this. For a while, I was a fan of Bobby Kennedy. And then recently, I'm like, you know, I'm not really a big fan of his. I'm not going to advocate or do support for him. But right. I guess with Trump, what I'm curious about is, a big thing of that is, what do you think are the causes of the Ukraine war? Because, I mean, you think that Russia was basically trying to...
I got to put you on hold. If you want to hang out for a couple more minutes, I'll put you on hold and pick you up after the commercial. Joe Messina, your host. Sorry, hung up on you. Go ahead and call back in. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary healthcare procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared.
This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Appreciate so much the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. I very much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and again, being part of the conversation. I hung up on that fella. I am so sorry. Didn't mean to do that. Meant to put you on hold and just... So don't think I hung up on you because I didn't like the conversation. However, you know, he had some good points. And, you know, the good points being, you know, why did we get involved in, you know, Ukraine and other things? But I think for me, the overall portion is I'm not looking for perfection here. Remember, the biggest mistake I keep telling you I think Trump made was he surrounded himself with consultants or advisors that didn't like him, didn't much care for him, and didn't care for the way he was going to do business. If you think about some of the things we found out about the military afterward, okay, where he told them to pull out of Afghanistan, do it the right way, the whole nine yards, they had no intention to do so. I mean, they're big contracts that are running around, the money that's running around, these guys would lose pocket change. And again, I feel he listened to the wrong people. Now, whether he was trying to tee off Putin or not, I think Trump's strength when it came to foreign policy was strength. Show that he had strength, show that he would jump up, show he would step up and help out where he needed to help out, protect those he needed to protect. I don't think we necessarily need to be the world's police, but we definitely can't let some of this stuff fester and get to the point where they truly... Can you imagine if Iran... I believe they already have them. But if you can you imagine if Iran got the nuclear a nuclear bomb and the missiles that they're getting from North Korea to be able to actually pull off lighting off a dozen of those things going to countries that they hate in the name of Allah or the name of their religion or whatever it is? Do we just sit back and let that happen? Do we get together maybe with a half a dozen other countries? Do we kind of fund NATO a bit and kind of force them to engage and do something? Or do you sit back and do nothing? Right? You know your neighbor down the street? I don't know. I'll get ridiculous on you. Building a tank, getting what they need to get in because they want to take down the neighborhood, can't stand his neighbors. Do you sit back and wait? Wait for it to happen? What do you do? Again, just ask it. If you look at the difference between, I'm not saying that Trump is better because he got in less wars or spent less money. I'm looking and saying, look at what the guy in office now is doing, how much further he would go, and even a replacement for him in the same ideological world, where are we going to be at? You're going to be in the same boat. Look at the changes just in the way, and again, you watch the backlash here, but you look at the changes in just the way that, or the judges that Trump nominated and got in office. And if Mitch McConnell truly was working with him properly, they would have gone double time and filled the rest of those empty seats so Joe Biden couldn't. But Mitch McConnell, again, to the caller, you also have a lot of those people that are in office right now that are only interested in fighting Donald Trump. They are not interested in helping him. And if he gets back in, they're not interested in helping the country. You know, instead of just chopping him down at the knees and putting him, you know, making him out to be a monster from our side, maybe they should get in a room with him, a couple of the decent ones, and say, we know what we're trying to do. We don't totally agree with everything we want to do, but try this way, or let's do this, or I can get the guys together to do this. But everybody wants to be that one. Everybody wants to be the hero. Everybody wants to be the one that, look at me, look what I did, look what I made happen. I think it was Reagan. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. Who said you can get a lot done if you don't need, you know, if you don't care who gets credit for it. I took that from what he said, being a school board member, and some other things that have gone on in my life. And my attitude is, I don't care. If they get credit for it, let them take the credit for it and run. As long as those kids can get the help they need, or this group can get the help they need. Really, it's really that simple. It doesn't require, you know, it doesn't require a whole bunch of brain power to make it happen. In all seriousness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air in the chat room. Yeah, somebody said, are you, yes, I'm pretty much done with the pizza story. I got off on it because of the caller. But I will tell you that the part I didn't get to, that I want to, is a Jewish bakery there, and there's plenty of them in New York. They had to spend over $600,000 on a new air filtration system before they could get approved. $600,000. Right? This is crazy. Some of them were told that they had no choice in the matter. We have no business without our oven. Right? The department received 155 comments on the rule last year after it was proposed. Some arguing it would create a financial burden on the struggling businesses following COVID-19. They didn't care. This is an overstep of a government agency. I agree with that. Right? Think about something. And I'm not, truckers, don't get mad at me, please, because I don't mean it this way. But of all things to pick on, you're going to pick on pizza. Right? You put regulations in place. I don't think they should put any. What about diesel trucks? Diesel cars? Don't tell me they all burn clean, because they don't. On the East Coast, you sell people using home heating fuel, which is diesel to a big degree. Right? Are they looking at that? They shouldn't be looking at any of this, in my mind. Just asking the question. Okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, Do I have enough time to pull this one off? I don't know, but I'm going to try. Well, first, let me do this one. I'm so excited. I have so many things up. Obama was caught on tape quite a long time ago. And he's taking a swipe. If you listen to him carefully, he's taking a swipe at Joe Biden's border policy as it sits now. I'll see if I can pull this off, but take a listen. Okay? Anytime you're ready. Here we go.
It's not going to be a free ride. It's not going to be some instant amnesty. What's going to happen is you are going to pay a significant fine. You are going to learn English. You are going to go to the back of the line so that you don't get ahead of somebody who was in Mexico City applying legally. But after you've done these things over a certain period of time, you can earn your citizenship. So that it's not something that is guaranteed or automatic. You've got to earn it. But over time, you give people an opportunity. Now, it only works, though, if you do all the pieces. I think the American people, they appreciate and believe in immigration. But they can't have a situation where you just have 500,000 people pouring over the border without any kind of mechanism to control it. So we've got to deal with that at the same time as we deal in a humane fashion with folks who have put down roots here, have become our neighbors, have become our friends. They may have children who are U.S. citizens. That's the kind of comprehensive approach that we have to take.
I totally agree with that. I can't imagine anybody not. If you want to come here, you want to come here the right way, you want to do the work, you don't get to jump in front of anybody else or what have you, God bless. Go for it. Great idea. Great thing to work. My grandparents came here that way. But to think you could just break the law and get in, it's just not right. You know what I'm saying? Just not right. So in my mind's eyes, and the way I look at stuff, is, you know, you want to talk about equity, equality for all? Really? I mean, this isn't. This is so far removed from fairness. All right. Let me see. Well, we'll try this. Jeannie from California, welcome to the show. You got about 30 seconds. Sorry.
That's not a problem.
All right. You had a question.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, this is my thing. In New York, they say they're banning wood fires for pizza places for air quality reasons, right?
Right.
Well, the thing is, in New York, they've got everybody smoking marijuana. So where's your air quality? You know what I mean?
True. Look at it. They say everything contributes to it. They've got people out in the streets, yeah, smoking dope like crazy. The same thing with Yeah, so I get it. No, they're putting these people, they're trying to put mom and pop businesses out of business. I can't think of any other reason. They're not protecting anybody.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's all about control.
Yeah, I agree. I very much agree. Jeannie, thanks for calling the show. Appreciate your time. All right. So, you know, and again, they trying more and more on a daily basis, minute by minute, to get more and more control in so many areas in so many ways. And they're going to do it. They're going to try to do it either by taxing you into submission, or making it so impossible for you to make the changes they want you to make that you're just going to go under. And this country was built on small businesses. This country ran on small mom-and-pop businesses that are losing their money, losing their church, or being overregulated. Joe Mancini, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here all in one piece.